I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We know that climate affects a lot of things on Earth, but a new study takes that concept in an unexpected direction. According to scientists writing in the journal Nature, some earthquakes can be triggered by, get this, hurricanes. The World science correspondent David Cohn is here to tell us more.
Hey, Marco.
David, this is really hard to believe. What do hurricanes have to do with earthquakes?
It's astonishing, isn't it? I mean, this discovery surprised the scientists themselves. First, let me give you some background. The research was done in Taiwan. In that part of the world, hurricanes are called typhoons. And the earthquakes the scientists were looking at are called slow earthquakes. It's not the usual rock'em sock'em kind.
All right, I'll bite. What is a slow earthquake?
It's exactly what it sounds like. It's an underground rupture along fault lines, but it doesn't involve the sudden movement of the earth.
Are we talking hours? Are we talking minutes here?
Well, it takes over hours, sometimes even days, and it's so slow that people don't even notice it. Now, here's the typhoon part. Alan Lindy, who's a geophysicist at the Carnegie Institution in Washington, was studying these slow earthquakes in Taiwan. He and his colleagues were trying to analyze one of the quakes, but Lindy told me they ran into some problems.
Yeah, the trouble is there was a typhoon at that time.
Now, that's not a good thing when you're looking at slow earthquakes, because the typhoon creates all this seismic noise that gets in the way.
And it gets the scientists wet.
Exactly. When I talked to Alan Lindy, he told me they found another slow quake to study. That didn't work out either.
Well, it was a typhoon then, too. So we thought, well, we should better go through and do a careful systematic search.
It was a light bulb.
That's what we did. Something like that.
Yeah. Now, what happened was, I guess, if I have this right, that there were 20 of these slow earthquakes, and all of them occurred during typhoon season, and none occurred during the time when there are no typhoons, right?
That's correct, but only about, I think, 11 of them were actually triggered by typhoons. The others just went off in any event themselves, which is what you should expect to happen, because the typhoon, as I say, is just a trigger. It's just that last straw on the camel's back. The fault has got to be ready for failure, and if a typhoon comes along and lowers the pressure on the land, which can act, the geometry is such that that acts as to increase the likelihood of failure, then if the typhoon comes, it can fail. But if no typhoon comes along, the plates are still being pushed together, and eventually it'll fail in any event. And that's what happens.
That was Alan Lindy of the Carnegie Institution in Washington. Now, David Cohn, this still leaves me with a lot of questions. I mean, I get the theory that typhoons can be, as he put it there, the straw that sometimes breaks the camel's back.
Exactly.
The camel being the fault line here. But how sure is Lindy that this connection between typhoons and earthquakes is actually cause and effect rather than just pure chance?
I asked Alan Lindy about that. He says the odds that this is due to chance are 1 in 100 million. I also talked to him about how these typhoon-related earthquakes may be easing Taiwan's fault line and what other events seem to trigger earthquakes. If you're interested in hearing more, you can hear the full interview on this week's World Science podcast.
I am interested. And remind us where we can find the podcast, David.
It's easy to remember. Just go to theworld.org/science or go to iTunes and search PRI's The World Science Podcast.
Thank you, David. The World Science correspondent, David Cohn.
Thanks, Marco.